Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, can I thank you all for coming on here this morning? A couple of months ago in Great Britain, you've seen all these young people flock to the Labour Party. And Premier, I have to say, have you ever been to a group with so many young people?
A mixture.
All of us young people come here this morning. We're delighted that you've taken time from your very busy schedule to open this campaign office of Danielle Slade. She's an outstanding candidate, and in the small, short space of time which she's been endorsed, she's made a mark of this community. It's my pleasure to call upon Danielle to say a few words, just to thank you for coming here this morning. I got my first job at Mount Isa Mines, and I've worked in the mining community for 25 years, and I've been involved in various communities, sporting groups and charities over that time. As a Mount Isan, I know this city and I know this region. I know that if someone honks a horn at you, it's to get your attention to say hello. I know that Mount Isa people really don't know that jaywalking is a real law. When I was working at the mines, we had a consultant come through, and she'd come back to work after lunch, and she said, I was driving up Mile Street, and this old guy just walks out in front of me. So she said, I hit my horn, and he stops, he looks right at me, and she said, and I was waiting for a mouthful, and he actually gave her a big smile and waved and continued on his way. And I said, and he'll actually be spending the rest of the afternoon thinking, where do I know her from? And that's Mount Isa. While the rest of the world goes downtown, Mount Isa people go uptown. And that's why we all love the Billie Joel song, Uptown Girl, because it's about us. Us girls. I also know this is the birthplace of champions. And I'm not talking about those faces on the billboard as you walk into town. I'm talking about the hardworking men and women of this region who have made this city the great city it is today. And I'm talking about all you people in front of me right now. Yeah. This state election will present us with a clear choice. It's a choice between continuing the way we are or selecting a new state candidate who's got fresh ideas and a different perspective. I believe my experience and personality will offer new ideas, and my most important role will be to listen to you people and communicate with you local people in Traygum on what you want. There isn't too much I don't want to fix, of like affordable living, jobs, apprenticeships, traineeships, higher education, facilities, infrastructure, services, support our sporting and community groups. I know they've kept us all sane throughout our time in Mount Isa. And I believe that the future depends on all of us, the young, the families, and the elderly, and it's our ability to work together that can make our future great in Mount Isa. For the young people who come to Mount Isa, I want you to have that familiar story. I just moved to the Isa for 12 months and ended up staying 25 years. If I'm elected, I question in openness and honesty and your best interests in mind. I'm not looking for a job, I'm looking for a future in this city and region, for myself and for all of us. Thank you for coming to my opening, and I hope you all have a safe, awesome time at the Mount Isa Road.
In my opening remarks, I mentioned the number of young people who are here today. There's one man who will be looking down on us today. His daughter is here. That's an old sparring partner of mine, a former councillor and former deputy mayor of Mount Isa, Bobby Moore. Bobby would love to be here today in this battle to win the seat of Mount Isa or Traeger back for the Labour Party. So, Jesse, you and I know where he is today and what he's been doing. Daniel mentioned some of the benefits which the Palaszczuk government have brought to this area. Many of these benefits people don't understand or know about, but as an example, just one example, the other night we had Jessica Melboy come here and perform. Now some people think she was brought here by some organisation. She was brought here by the Queensland government. The Queensland government paid the cost of bringing that excellent entertainer to Mount Isa for our rodeo. And this morning we've been down to see the helipad, the Premier turn the first soil. Again, that helipad has been actively supported this year's budget by the Palaszczuk government. And so you go down the list of things which in the last couple of years under this lady's leadership has improved the living standards of people, not just in Mount Isa, but in regional Queensland. And Premier, we're grateful for that. But of course, today she's come here to open Danielle's campaign office. And this is where the action is going to be between now and election day. Now, the Premier did say to me, after this, you'll tell me the date. But Premier, please say a few words, after which we invite you to cut the ribbon and then we'll all go inside. So ladies and gentlemen, a big warm Mount Isa welcome from the Palaszczuk Palaszczuk.
Now as Premier, I think about the men and women working in that mine. quality education. And that's what we're doing. We're restoring the doctors, the nurses, the paramedics, the ambulance officers, the teachers and the teacher aides right across the state. Because no matter where you live, you should have good quality health services and good quality education. And that's front and centre of my mind and the way I govern. It's what can we do more? How can we help? Now you contrast that to the opposition. And all they want to do is cut, they want to sack, and they want to sell. Now if they had got elected the last time, we wouldn't own any of our assets in this state. We all would have been sold. They get back in next time, they will cut the services. And they will have a huge impact on their local community here. Because the doctors will go, the nurses will go, and the teachers will go. And you only have to look back at their past records to see that. But what I want is I want a bright future for all of Queensland and communities and families, no matter where people live. And today was a great example of that. You know, my government's putting money into the redevelopment of the hospital and the helipad. Now what that will mean is saving people's lives. Up to 20 minutes in flight time, but also too, it's under my government that we actually put the helicopter here into the service to service the communities here in Mount Isa. Now that's about delivering for your local community and ensuring if people need that service, it will be there. Now in conclusion, I need everyone here today to get behind Danielle. I need you to work really hard to help her get over the line, because I'll tell you what, the next election, I need a majority. I need a strong majority so we can do even more for this state. I don't want anyone to stand in my way. I want us all to work together, and I know that we can, because there are people doing amazing work across our state, whether it's in our frontline services, whether it's in our community organisations, whether it's working for mining companies, whether it's working for private enterprise in this state. Everybody works together, and at the end of the day, it's about the families, and it's about the future for young people. And we can only do that if we continue to work together. And you can only get that under the government that I lead. So with those few words, I'm honoured to be here today. It's great to be back here. We went to the rodeo last night, and we're going to go back there again tonight. I've been to the Reno rodeo over in